Hello and welcome. As part of our continued coverage of Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's first official visit to Beirut, we're going to go to southern Beirut, where right now we're having the Secretary General Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah of Hezbollah speaking. Let's take a listen in to what is being said.
My dear brothers and sisters, may peace be upon you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Your Excellency, the President of the Islamic Republic of Iran, my dear brother, Dr. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, may God preserve him, the Iranian delegation, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, I would like to make a short speech tonight. You've gotten used to long speeches from me. In the name of all of you, I would like to welcome Lebanon's guest, Lebanon's big, honorable, dear guest, Your Excellency, I welcome you. I welcome you in the name of the leadership of the Amal movement and in the name of the leadership of Hezbollah. I welcome you in the name of all of the sons of Imam Musa al-Sadr. May God bring him back to us. I welcome you in the name of the lovers of Imam Khomeini. I welcome you in the name of the leaders and the secretary generals and the delegates, the members of the political parties and political factions in Lebanon. Those who are present amongst us here tonight, those who expressed their support and their welcome for your visit, for your dear visit. I welcome you in the name of the Mujahideen and the resistance fighters, those who brought about victory. I welcome you in the name of the families of the martyrs and the families of the wounded and the families of the detainees who were liberated. I welcome you in the name of the men, women and children, in the name of these people, the Lebanese people who stood and fought in the July 2006 war for 33 days. And this brought about the miraculous victory. I welcome you in my name and in the name of the most honorable and the most dearest people and the most cleansed people. I welcome you as a big brother, as a dear friend. I welcome you as a beloved. I welcome you as a great supporter for the resistance fighters and the mujahideen and the oppressed. We smell, Your Excellency, your scent gives us the smell of the Imam Khomeini, and we can also feel the breath of the leader, of the Iranian Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. In your face, we see the face of all the honorable Iranians, your honorable countrymen, who also behaved in accordance with God's promise. Some of them fell as martyrs and some still await. In this brief speech, I would like to say two words, one to the Arabs and to the Lebanese, and I would also like to refer to the Iranian president and the accompanying delegation. Today, in the first part of this brief speech, first of all, I would like to speak to God. As God is my witness, I say that it is my duty, for the sake of the Islamic Republic of Iran, its leadership, its president, its government, its people, it is my duty to say the following. In Lebanon and in Palestine and in our Arab region, many people always speak about an Iranian project, an Iranian scheme. They imagine such a scheme and such a project, and they also imagine an Arab scheme to counter this Iranian scheme or project. They speak about an Iranian project for Palestine, an Iranian project for Lebanon, and an Iranian project for the Arab region, and they assume the structure, they imagine the structure of this project in a negative way, and they try and make our people fear this Iranian project, this so-called Iranian project. I would like to say, as one of those people who has old relations with many of the decision makers in Iran, and as someone who speaks honestly. I would like to say, you Arabs, what Iran wants in Palestine is what the Palestinian people themselves want in Palestine. This is the Iranian project. This is the Iranian scheme. What the Arabs want and what the Arabs have wanted for 60 years, they've wanted the Palestinian territories to be given back to the Palestinian people. They've wanted the Islamic and Christian sanctities to go back to their rightful owners. And they also want the territories from the soil to the sea, and they want all refugees to return to their homeland. And they want the oppressed Palestinian people to establish their own independent state on liberated territories, liberated by blood. This is the Palestinian project, and this is also the Iranian project for Palestine. There is no other project. This was the stance of Imam Khomeini, and this is the decision of Imam Khamenei. And the only guilt of the Iranian president is that he expresses very frankly and very honestly and very courageously, he expresses this stance and expresses this vision in anywhere in the world, anywhere in the world, in the United Nations, in New York, or in Geneva, or anywhere he goes. The West expresses concern because he speaks in a righteous way when he says that Israel is an illegitimate state which must vanish from existence. In Lebanon, what Iran wants in Lebanon is just what the Lebanese people want. The Lebanese people look forward to having a country which is free, a country which is not occupied, a unified country, a country which has sovereignty, which has independence, which is a country of dignity and honor, which hangs its head high in front of all the challenges, which is present in regional equations. There is no other Iranian project for Lebanon besides this. Iran in the Arab region supports the Arabs. And we recall what the Arabs said under the leadership of Jamal Abdel Nasser in Khartoum. Of course, many abandoned what Jamal Abdel Nasser said. Iran is once again retrieving these slogans with the Arab Ummah. My dear brothers and sisters, as a responsible official in Hezbollah ever since 1982, or ever since 1992, yes, ever since the martyrdom of Sayyid Abbas al-Musawi, the former Hezbollah Secretary General, I would like to tell you that Iran, which always supported us and is still supporting us, Iran never requested from us to take a stance. Never did it request a stance for us to make. Never did it give us an order. Never did it expect from us to say thank you, Iran. We were the ones who requested, and we were the ones who asked questions. Although we are proud, and I would like to repeat once again, although we are proud of our faith in Wilayat al-Faqih, we are proud of this faith. We are proud of this issue which we believe in. Iran has no project of itself, no independent Iranian project. Its project for Lebanon is the project of the Lebanese. Its project for Palestine is a project of the Palestinians. Its project for the region, for the Arab region, is the project of the Arab peoples. And what Iran is doing in our region, as the leader and the president and the officials and the religious scholars and all people say, Iran is doing its godly or holy duty, and this duty is in accordance with Iran's ideology. Another issue is the following. Some people always try and speak about the fact that Iran is the source of divisions and Iran is striving to rip apart certain countries and create divisions. And here I must also say that the Islamic Republic of Iran is one of the most important guarantees. Today, Iran is one of the most important guarantees in our Islamic world and in the whole world. Iran is one of the most important guarantees to prevent divisions and to prevent wars and to bring about justice and victory for the oppressed. Just a few weeks ago, when an American Christian priest threatened to burn pages of the Holy Quran, which could have led to divisions in the world between Christians and Muslims, during that time, Imam Khamenei issued a very, very important statement where he cautioned the Muslims and Christians both and said that some are striving to create divisions between Muslims and Christians. He said that some are trying to create confrontations and trying to make certain Muslims burn papers or pages from the Bible and burn churches, which would lead to all-out confrontation between Christians and Muslims. This is what the Imam Khamenei said. Imam Khamenei said, only this Christian priest bears responsibility. Responsibility should not be, or those Christians should not be held responsible. Other Christians should not be held responsible for this certain priest. And he said, we should not act in a disgraceful way against the Christians. And when, just a few years ago, when certain groups bombed the holy shrines in the Samarra city in Iraq, and when certain groups were accused of standing behind this, and this of course would have led to divisions and confrontations between Sunnis and Shias, not just in Iraq but in the Islamic world, and many people spoke about this, spoke about the danger of such a confrontation. At that time, Imam Khamenei once again said, and very strongly, he said that America and Israel, they are the ones behind this bombing, and that the groups which carried out this bombing are related or have ties with America and Israel, and that the Sunnis are not responsible for this crime. And the Shia cannot hold the Sunnis responsible for this crime. Also, just a few weeks ago, when a Shia official or a Shia religious figure who is not known in the world of in the Shia world, when he made a speech in London where he insulted Aisha, the wife of the Prophet Muhammad, and when he insulted members of the family of the Holy Prophet, and when a certain Arab media outlets which aim to create divisions, when they spoke about this issue and tried to increase the story, increase the situation or promote this story, Imam Khamenei issued his famous fatwa and said, it is forbidden to insult the symbols of our Sunni brothers, and it is forbidden to accuse the wife of the Holy Prophet, may peace be upon him. He said, this is something which is totally forbidden, and nobody can insult the wives of the Prophet, especially the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him. And so in this way, Imam Khamenei prevented the divisions. The result is the following. Iran and the Supreme Leader and the President and the government and the people are saying, if one Muslim makes a mistake, do not hold all the Muslims accountable. If one Christian makes a mistake, do not hold all the Christians accountable. If one Shia person makes a mistake, don't hold all Shiites accountable. If a Sunni makes a mistake, don't hold all Sunnis accountable. Why do we always hurry towards divisions and internal confrontations, which America wants? This is Iran, which we have gotten used to, which we have previous experiences with, and we bear witness that Iran is a guarantee of the Ummah and of unity and of the resistance, and is a guarantee of the Arab causes and Islamic causes and the causes of oppressed. And Iran takes its stance from a stance of strength, from a position of strength, a position of history. Palestinians, Arabs, Muslims, this Islamic Republic of Iran, with its leadership, with its government, with its people, this is a blessing for us. So take advantage of this blessing, thank it, and thank God for this blessing, and do not listen to the devils of America and Israel, whom we didn't see anything from. Nothing positive came from them except for wars and destruction and people being forced to leave their homes and massacres and the insulting of our sanctities. The last part of this speech is a speech of thanks. A thanks to the Islamic Republic of Iran. A thanks to its leader, its president, its government and its people. Your Excellency, Mr. President, we thank you. Your Excellency, Mr. President, we thank you. We thank you for this visit. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your courage. We thank you for your wisdom. We thank you for your stances. We thank you for the services which you have done for your people and for the causes of our Ummah. We thank you for your support and for your standing side by side with us in all circumstances, in difficult times as well. And you never requested us to say thank you to you. We thank you for your presence amongst us. We thank you for your presence amongst us in southern Beirut, the area of perseverance, the area of resistance, the territory of resistance. Thank you for being amongst us. Khayli khosh omadi. Thank you very much for being with us.
As well as Secretary General Seyed Hassan Nasrallah there thanking the Iranian president for his visit. I guess for this one line that perhaps lines up and sums up what he has said, and that is, Iran is a blessing. Take advantage of the blessing and do not listen to Israel and the U.S. as evident of the wars. Pretty much sums up the warm, sincere, warm welcome by Hezbollah Secretary General of the visit by the Iranian president. He went on to point out a couple things before we get into any other speeches that are lined up there in southern Beirut live that you're seeing there, these images. Seyed Hassan Nasrallah talked about Iran in terms of projects, and he wanted to make a distinction that Lebanon per se is not an Iranian project, that Palestine is not an Iranian project. And to sum up his words is that these projects per se, or whatever name that may be put on it in terms of Iran's association, are only for the good in terms of Palestine, to get Palestinians back their right of their ownership of their land, including the rights of the return of the refugees. He also praised the stance of Imam Khomeini. He also thanked Iran's current leader, Ayatollah Khamenei. He talked about how Iran and anything that seems to be the association between Iran and Lebanon is not something Iran came after, but it was Lebanon that came after Iran in terms of asking Iran for assistance. He talked about how Iran has never requested Lebanon to take a stance and to take orders from them. Continued to say that Lebanon are the ones who asked Iran for the assistance in order to pursue their ideals. And basically summing it up as saying that Iran has no projects for Lebanon. It is the projects that the Lebanese want. And in terms of a very important note was in terms of divisions. And he said that Iran is the one that is the guarantor of not creating divisions, especially in the Islamic world and across the entire world, because Iran stands for justice and victory for the oppressed. Continued by praising Ayatollah Khamenei on his comments on certain developments, especially the most recent one being the burning of the Holy Quran, in which Ayatollah Khamenei has said that this should not be a reflection on how Christians are in regards to the American priest who recently incited and advocated the burning of the Quran. And he said that Iran stands for not bringing about divisions, and also touched upon divisions between Shias and Sunnis, that is not something Iran advocates, including, of course, Muslims and Christians. Live there from Beirut, and as you can see, thousands and thousands have gathered. Part of the warm reception that has continued from the morning hours throughout the day, and now at night, live in Beirut. We're going to try to listen into some of the cheers that are being shouted here in southern Beirut for the visit of Iran's president to Lebanon, his first visit. Official visit to that country.